From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The music you're hearing is called An American Elegy. It was written in the memory of the 1999 Columbine High School shooting. This is the music the Timberline Wind Symphony played when they auditioned for the Music for All National Concert Band Festival last spring. And these gifted high school students won the chance to go to Indianapolis this March. And now they're trying to raise enough money to go to the festival. So here to tell us more are Jose Rodriguez. He is the band director, along with Timberline High School students, Matias Vidal-Russell and Grant Cardoza. Jose, can we start the conversation off by you telling us about your students? I mean, who makes up the Timberline Wind Symphony?
So the Timberline Wind Symphony is made up from our larger band program. It's an audition group. They apply for membership in the group. And the group basically plays a little bit more advanced literature, basically a little bit more challenging music. Kind of our audition top group at the school here at Timberline.
And Grant, you're a senior at Timberline, correct?
Yes, I am.
And so what instrument do you play?
I play the tuba.
And how long have you been part of the Wind Symphony?
This will be my second year in the Wind Symphony.
And what do you like about it compared to, the broader program, the broader music program at Timberline?
You know, I think the music, since it's more complicated and sophisticated, it can give us more room to express, and it just gives us more of a challenge, and we can develop some camaraderie with that challenge.
And Grant, how did you start playing music? Like, how old were you?
I was in fifth grade, and I started on the trumpet, actually. And then in seventh grade, our junior high director, Enrique Martinez, asked me if I'd want to play the tuba. And I didn't know anybody that played the tuba. So I was like, sure. And now I play the tuba.
What was that like, switching instruments?
You know, they're pretty different. One, you know, the trumpet's pretty small. And then the tuba, I have to lug around everywhere I go. So that was definitely an adjustment. But I think the sound on the tuba is just so amazing. And so being a part of the low brass group here at Timberline has been so fun. So I'm really happy with the change I made.
And Matias, you play the trombone, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you're a senior as well?
Yep.
So how long have you been playing the trombone?
I started on the trombone in fifth grade. So it's been around 7 years. Yeah.
And what do you like about the Wind Symphony?
Well, I think it's an incredible challenge to put everything together, like it always is. But with harder literature, it's even more so of a challenge. And I think because everyone here is so motivated to get better, to practice, to make the music really count, you develop like a tighter bond, kind of echoing what Grant was saying. But it's so much fun to play music with people that also want to be playing music. It's really incredible.
And so, Jose, tell us about the performance you will be doing in March, the Music for All National Concert Band Festival. Tell us about the festival itself.
So the festival has been around for about 30 years, and it is open to any high school group in the nation. They have different divisions for orchestra, junior high, band, high school. But this particular high school band festival, there were 23 bands selected from across the nation. So pretty selective group. And it's basically designed to be an opportunity for some of the best groups in the nation to come together and play together, to play for each other, for a phenomenal panel of clinicians, adjudicators. And the event is also combined with quite a few clinics and workshops for students and directors. It's basically just a really incredible performance and professional development opportunity for staff and students alike.
But my understanding is there's no competition, right, at this festival?
Correct. Yes, it is a non-competitive festival. So it's all about the music. It's all about the experience. It's all about the camaraderie, like these guys said, which makes it pretty unique, pretty special thing. But getting into the festival is pretty challenging. So you have to be invited and selected based on an audition that you send in. So we've already kind of done the hard part, and now we're just excited to go this thing. So,
okay. So talk a little bit more about that, because you said only 23 bands get in. It is a pretty rigorous audition process. And you chose some really just moving, beautiful music. Why did you choose the piece that you chose to audition with?
Well, we actually found out about the opportunity to audition for this festival kind of late. We chose this literature for last year's festival. We perform in the District 3 of Idaho Music Educators Association large group festival every year in the spring. And we chose this music just for the complexity and the beautiful expressive qualities that's contained within the music, but also because of the date and the year commemorating mm-hmm. the tragedy at Columbine. It was 25 years ago at that time. We actually missed the day by just a few days from our last performance, but it also was Timberline's 25th anniversary. So we just thought it would be a really good time to bring that back. And we built that into our spring program. Apologies for the bell.
Well, it's okay. You're at school. These things happen. So,
it was part of our spring program that we had put together, and part of that was to commemorate that event and to just continue to bring awareness that this is a continuous thing going on, a tragedy in our nation, and we wanted to express something beautiful and kind of the opposite side of that to just kind of honor that, that those survivors of that event and those that passed. So we didn't even expect to be a part of this thing. And one of the judges at our spring festival came up to me and said, "Hey, you really need to look into this." So I decided I would go ahead and give it a shot. And we actually just sent an unedited recording of our festival performance. Each of the three selections that we chose that year, that spring, back in May. And they take those recordings and they make them completely nameless. We had to send scores of the music, conductor scores, and they put stickies that they tape all over it so you can't see the name of the school or the band or anything like that. So it's completely blind audition. And we heard back in July that they liked what they heard enough to invite us to the festival. They chose some of the top band directors and clinicians in the nation to be the adjudicators. And then they actually sent us back recordings of those adjudicators listening to our performance and giving us verbal commentary back as well. So it was a very cool learning opportunity just from the audition perspective alone.
Absolutely. So with that said, though, the festival is in March. It's in Indianapolis. Not cheap to get there, Jose. So first question is, how many kids are you planning on taking to Indianapolis?
We're planning on taking about 50 students and about 7 adults.
Okay. And so I am assuming that is a decent cost. What do you think this will cost to get everyone back there?
We're estimating it'll be just in a little bit underneath $100,000 to get us there. So.
Okay, you need the community to step up, right? So how can folks help donate so that the kids can get to the festival?
Yeah, so the best way to donate is just to visit our band website, which is just timberlinebands.com. There's links on there to a couple of our donation platforms where the community can give and donate to our program in general and to our trip in the spring.
Mateus, how excited are you to be going to this festival? I mean, I know it's daunting to have to get this money raised to go, but this is pretty incredible to be going to an event like this.
Yeah, of course. I don't think personally myself, I don't think any of the other students really realized how big of a deal this was in the moment. I think now it's uh-huh. just dawning on us how cool this is actually going to be. Personally, I'm super excited to go. I've never been to a band event with, you know, a school band that's this important, that's this big. And yeah, I feel like we're going to do whatever it takes to really get there.
And Grant, same question for you. What is this like for you to be going and experiencing this?
Well, I'm super excited because I've known for a few years what we have and how special this group is. And so I'm super excited that on the nation's biggest stage, that we get to show that how special we are and what we can do.
Jose, before we wrap up, I mean, you just talked through the process of, you know, of the audition, but really just what an honor it is to go to a festival like this. For folks who may not follow, you know, high school bands and band competitions and these festivals, what is this like, maybe compared to like a sporting event, right? I think I'm only asking that because I think a lot of people understand sports a bit more than they understand band, in the sense of like, you get to go to state, you get to go to nationals. What is this like?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's basically like the Super Bowl for high school band, wow, non-competitive events. It's open to really anyone in the nation, and there's thousands of bands across the nation. So to select only 23 and to be the only band from west of Texas that was selected, it's just an incredible honor for us. And I mean, it's huge. It's as big as it gets for us to have this opportunity, like these guys said, to be on the national stage at the university there in Indianapolis, a beautiful performance hall where we can come together and have this just very unique experience. So it is as big as it gets for us.
Well, I think it is so exciting and so well-deserved. Thank you all for talking with us today about this, and much luck to you in March.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Jose Rodriguez. He is the band director at Timberline High School, along with students Matias Vidal Russell and Grant Cardoza. The Timberline Wind Symphony will be performing at the Music for All National Concert Band Festival in March in Indianapolis. We will put a link with more information on our website at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.